Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
There was a lot of sports on last night. You had the NBA tipping off. You had, obviously, Pens, Panthers, and you had Astros Nationals. Game one, World Series. I had multiple screens going. And I'll be honest, I was surprised the Nats got to Gerrit Cole as much as they did, as early as they did. Five earned runs. That matches the total Cole gave up in his previous eight starts combined. I didn't think he'd get hung with another L before the end of the year. Says something about the Nationals, says something about Juan Soto, who I think ended up a triple short of the cycle, and says something about being a hot team going into the World Series, even with a week off.
I find what I feel, look to be an inordinate amount of people, both on social media and on our text line, 412-928-9370, happy that Gerrit Cole got hit hard. I thought like he had pretty much unanimous support from Western Pennsylvania and our listening audience, but that's not the case. I'm not trying to sway people's opinions. No. I ride that Cole train, man. I'm the engineer of it. I love it. You're free to have yours. It just differs from mine. There are more people than I thought, though, rooting against Gerrit Cole.
I don't know if that's people rooting against Gerrit Cole specifically or rooting against the idea of former Pirates going off and having success elsewhere because they're so burned by
A lot of comments that said to the effect of, I'm glad Gerrit Cole and his crybaby whiny ways got hit hard. And I never thought he was that here in Pittsburgh. I thought he just kind of went about his business.
I thought he was a little bit when he first came up. Mm-hmm. I thought there was a little bit, but I noticed a change in him. I can't remember from one year to the next. I remember at spring training, and he was just different.
I think it was oddly enough, maybe between like the 15 and 16 seasons, that seemed to be like where, I don't know, it felt like a switch went off, or maybe even the following spring. I remember talking to him that February, and he just seemed different, maybe a little more mature, whatever it was. Look, I want to see. This World Series is all about pitching.
Right.
I want to see the starting pitching do well. Not that I don't want to see any offense at all, but Scherzer, Cole, I want to see like a 2-1 game that goes to the bottom of the ninth.
He's in a position, Gerrit Cole, the Astros are in a position they better win a game at home, but Gerrit Cole's in a position he hasn't been faced with in a long time, bouncing back after a loss, and we're going to have to see what he's what he's all about.
When does he get the opportunity to bounce back? Does Hinch bring him back in game four, or does he wait to game five? And then, you know, I think it's also interesting that Scherzer...
I don't trust Greinke at all.
No, neither do I.
And I'll be honest, they would have done well to have Charlie Morton still.
Yeah, and I'll be honest, I don't know how much... I shouldn't say I don't trust Verlander. I don't know if I don't see another one of those Verlander outings where he gets rocked for one inning and then gets his feet under him, or goes three or four clean and then, you know, gets knocked out of the ballgame with an ugly... He seems to have had one ugly inning in his back pocket the few times he's been out in these big games towards the end of the year.
Remember we briefly yesterday talked about, you know, one of the starting pitchers coming back later on in the World Series on the throw day?
Yeah.
How about they used Corbin last night for an inning?
Right.
I mean, that's pretty aggressive managing right there.
You got to do what you got to do, Jim. Yes. Jim, there is no tomorrow.
Actually, there is.
Yeah.
Game two is tonight.
Is that in your update?
I do happen to mention game two tonight. Yes.
Yeah. You know, I don't feel like there's a whole lot of juice for the World Series. It's just there's baseball purists and there's people that have kind of a temperate sort of, it's baseball's two best teams. But it doesn't. It doesn't lend itself to having a whole lot of juice. I don't know.
Not especially not in these parts. It feels like people kind of checked out on baseball, you know, mid August in some cases, you know.
I don't know what they can do. Like they say the television numbers are steady and they're good. They say that the revenue is through the roof, you know, all that kind of, they say that youth participation is fine, it's okay. It just doesn't feel like it has the punch that it once had. I mean, this doesn't feel like Clements, and it doesn't feel like the A's and the Red Sox, and it doesn't feel like that sort of time frame, does it?
Maybe not, but I think it's nice to have a team like Washington that hasn't been there, and you've got,
arguably the best matchup of rotations in, at least 18 years?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there was some argument about that, you know, with the other, and they brought up other examples of matchups, but I don't know. I just... George Springer, he's homered in five straight World Series games. That's pretty notable.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, nobody's done that. I know his team didn't win.
Oh, like me, I watch every pitch until I fall asleep. I love baseball. So it's not – I'm not part of that crowd. I'm just saying you're not going to walk into a breakfast place this morning and I don't think find a whole lot of people talking about the World Series.
Or you go to a bar after work last night with friends and it's happy hour and then all of a sudden games start to come on. The Penguins were on all over the place.
For sure.
And maybe there was some basketball on in a few corners. But, you know, you probably had to ask if you wanted to watch baseball. Hey, can you put it on that screen there? Yeah, it's game one of the World Series. Do you mind if we watch that? So it's disappointing because this is going to be a really good series, I think. I wasn't sure about it going into game one, but it feels like this could be.
Daniel Hudson, baby.
Yeah, not so great.
How great was he as a Pirate, Jim? You loved him.
Oh, he was awful.
I used to get those.
You got Corey Dickerson, though.
I said this when you were on vacation. I would know when Daniel Hudson would come into a game. It would generally be about between 8:50 and 9:15. I would get a thread of texts from you, and they would be not glowing reviews of putting him into the baseball game.
No, he got Corey Dickerson. That's one of the most lopsided trades.
Yes.
I know Dickerson didn't stick around, but that was
biggest contribution to the organization, perhaps.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.